This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So how's that unpaid internship going, folks? And we've been asking for some stories. Suzanne wrote us this. All the ones I held eventually led to paying jobs. I'm all in favor of them. If you take advantage of all that one has to offer, the possibilities of landing a job, networking, and an excellent reference can make all the difference during the job hunt. From Everett Washington, though, a slightly contrary view, a waste. I would argue whether or not they are even ethical, I'm sure they are a legal gray area. Legal gray area. Eric Glad? Eric?
Yes. Hi, John. I do not think this is a legal gray area. I haven't for years, and I finally got a federal judge to agree with me.
When did you first think you were in something of a gray area there with the Fox Searchlight Pictures?
I think I, like a lot of people, thought this was a gray area when I walked into the internship. But in the spring of 2010, the Department of Labor issued a fact sheet, and the New York Times reported on it. And when I read their coverage of the law and started digging into it, I realized it wasn't a gray area. It was already black and white. It was settled back in 1947 in a Supreme Court case.
All right. So we're talking with Eric Glad, the energetic Eric Glad, who's just off winning a court case that, you know, since you are out in Hollywood, you're kind of the Norma Ray of unpaid interns, I suspect, in that this landmark decision suggests that any time an intern is given work that relates to what a paid employee would get, you're eligible for wages. And that's exactly what you sued Fox Searchlight over and exactly what a judge ruled, right?
Exactly. If you're doing productive labor that helps your employer make a profit, why wouldn't that be compensated? That's exactly why we established the minimum wage 75 years ago this month.
Did you try to get a job at Fox Searchlight, but the only thing available was internship?
Well, the way that work in the film industry works, as in journalism and a lot of other areas, is it's usually freelance, where you bounce from job to job to job. So every time you finish a job, you go back on the market to look for another one. And I, like a lot of people working in the film industry, regularly encounter job ads that are for meaningful, productive work with skill sets and experience, but then someone slaps the word intern on it and thinks they can get away with not paying for it.
And part of the issue in court was you didn't receive any kind of training or special sort of seminar with the stars when you were working on the film Black Swan?
Exactly. There wasn't even the attempt to create the appearance of something that was school-like or training-like. It was basically entry-level work replacing entry-level jobs in multiple departments, and it's standard practice in the industry.
And you have an MBA, and you were doing a career switch, and basically they just looked at your MBA, allegedly, because we asked Fox Searchlight for a statement, but we didn't get one, just characterizing that. But they looked at your MBA and put you on auditing work, right?
Well, I was in the accounting department. Yeah, it was. I think that probably related to the fact that I'd also worked in financial services before. I thought it was a department that would be, you know, well served to both the skill set I had and to getting an overview of that function.
Haven't received your check yet, I'm guessing. Right.
No, and from what I've seen, they certainly haven't called me, but Fox has signaled to the press that they intend to appeal. So if that happens, it may be a bit longer.
Now, I suspect this summer, in workplaces, including this one, are going to be scratching their heads going, all right, are we doing this right or are we doing this wrong? That was exactly your intention, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The reason I brought this to federal court was, you know, if I just went to, you know, a smaller court by myself, and even if I prevailed, no one would have heard about it and the industry practices would have continued without any change. And, you know, I'm doing this because I've looked around and at this time of, you know, terrible unemployment for young people who have averaged declining wages for their first job after college over the course of the last 10 years, average wages right after college have been going down. There's all this competition for each other to get these unpaid positions. The way that this has all been structured is just upside down and backwards. And I think it was important for someone to step forward to change that.
Well, you and your co-plaintiff did, and congratulations.
Although
thank you
very much.
One of the consequences could be that people getting a chance to do, you know, real jobs as opposed to just, you know, the faxing, you know, that's going to change significantly. But we don't have time to talk about that right now. Eric Glad, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Eric Glad is a plaintiff in the Glad v. Fox Searchlight Pictures case. He worked for several months as an accounting intern on the production of Black Swan and won a lawsuit saying he should have been paid.
We'll be right back. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.